Hello there, this is Seth Juarez coming to you live from San Francisco, California. We're at the Build 2016 edition. I've got some special guests. Why don't we have everyone introduce themselves, and then we're going to start talking to these fine fellows and folks, ladies and gents, about some of the cool stuff they're building. So let's start here.
Hey, I'm Steve Guggenheimer. Most people call me Googs, and I manage our developer evangelism.
Wonderful.
I'm John Shuchek. A lot of people call me Shu, and I do a lot of the technical work for Steve.
Awesome. So you guys are cool, but we want to focus on you folks.
Tell
us a little bit about who you are, what you've built.
I'm Magna, and I'm the scientist on the team.
See, I've always wanted to be able to say, hi, I'm Seth, and I'm the scientist. I feel like I've underachieved in my career, dude.
You're not the scientist.
No. Go ahead.
I'm here, and I'm the technologist on the team.
See? Already.
I'm Seth. I'm the talking head. Work with
me. I'm the dancing monkey on Channel 9. You, sir?
I'm Micah, and I'm the project manager.
So they all beat me. So tell us, what are you working on? You have something really cool here. Why don't we start with the project manager? Tell us what you're working on, the overall vision of what you're doing, and where it's going.
So this is our experiment, and for this project, we decided to use Windows 10 IoT as our platform, and we decided to partner with Microsoft because of their resources and their helpfulness.
Awesome. So how old are you guys?
We're all in eighth grade.
Eighth grade. So in eighth grade, they're like, we decided to partner with Microsoft, and I'm like, in eighth grade, I'm still picking my nose, and you know.
Not only us, but with NASA, so they can send their experiment into space.
That's going up, yeah.
You know, this is your next generation of rocket scientists right here.
I love it. So, Mr. Technologist, tell us, what kind of technology did you build, and what is the goal of this technology?
So in this new platform, with our old platform that we were using in previous years, we were using a very old system. We were programming in a basic dialect, like I said in the keynote. And so this year, when we partnered with Microsoft, we can use Windows 10 IoT, and we can use all of the latest technologies that Microsoft provides, like .NET and Azure. In terms of the hardware, we have a Minoboard Max board with a shield that Microsoft gave us to manage each of the experiments, like to control temperature, humidity, power consumption, so that the experiments themselves don't have to worry about that. So that's Windows IoT. It's kind of the manager for the experiments. Then the experiments themselves are called EVBs. Mm-hmm. So it's like a Lego Mindstorms robot, except it's ported to a BeagleBone blackboard. So Lego Mindstorms, it's very popular, obviously. So we wanted to make it so that anyone who can use Lego Mindstorms can make these experiments to go on the ISS.
That's awesome. So this is actually going into the ISS.
Yeah.
So now we're going to talk to the scientists and tell us, what kind of experiments are you running, and what goals, or what are you trying to learn from these things?
So we are testing various metals and how they react to electromagnetic energy in space. And this is useful for practical applications such as fastening tools to help the astronauts or managing space debris.
Yeah, I was riding my bike into trees in eighth grade. I'm like, seriously, this, you know, because sometimes
he's still riding his bike into
trees. You didn't have to tell them all this. What I'm saying is, like, this isn't like some toy project. This is a real learning how to fasten metals together in space. Because when we're talking about like mining asteroids, for example, you have to start building things in space now. So these are actual experiments that will do good, move humanity forward into the next sort of space stuff. And here I am talking to you about it. Thank you. So when you have a big building and you need someone to sweep your floors, I'm always available. Okay?
What are those some of the metals that are going up in the experiment?
So these are the metals. These two are Valley Christian metals, and we had a jeweler handcraft these metals and engrave them into silver.
The jeweler was the parent of Valley Christian.
Yep. These metals are made by Microsoft, and this is the bust of Satya Nadella.
Nice.
Satya's going to space. I love it.
This is the Microsoft logo, and this is our very own Cloud9 logo.
Channel 9 guy, yeah. Hey, the tiny so these are going up into space.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is dangerous because, you know, based on Scott Hanselman's demo, if we send Satya into space, Scott might blow him out of there.
Shoot him out of there. This is awesome. And so how did you get involved in this? Because when you talked about it, you said our last several versions that we built, you know, it feels like you've been doing this for a while. How'd you get involved?
They can tell you more about that. They were working on the experiments in the previous years.
All right, we'll start with you, my friend.
So last year, we can only start in seventh grade. Our school goes K-12, and junior high is 6-8. And so we had to wait a year, and I think we were all excited to go into the first year, and that was when it was still the old platform using Basic Stamp and PBasic Dialect, and it was really hard to program and make things because of the really cramped space and the really hard code to use.
So how, if someone wants to be involved in this kind of thing, just to finish up, how can they get involved? Finish with you.
It's in our school, so at Valley Christian, and you need to be a 7th or 8th grader and have some knowledge of like algebra and pre-algebra and physical science.
So just study hard and maybe one day I can be as cool as them. Thanks so much for being with us, my friends. It's really awesome to see you. Thanks so much for watching. We will see you next time. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And the work they've been